I hate political or personal drama. It's rather an odd thing for a Chicago woman of Irish descent, born and raised as a Cubs fan, but that's just the way I am. I got all of those traits, along with my normally low blood pressure, from my grandpa. But today I can feel my blood pressure rising, and not at a good time. I had a heart attack 2 years ago and breast cancer just Thursday, and then bam, on Friday, I get a news alert that the Trump administration just rescinded the ban on lead ammunition and fishing tackle in our national wildlife refuges. It took the Obama administration almost 8 years to enact that ban, in large part because special interest groups fought so hard to prevent it, led, of course, by the NRA, which fights against any and every regulation that could in any way protect human beings, bald eagles, and other living things from being at the wrong end of the firearms the NRA so fetishizes. The dangers of lead ammo and tackle to wildlife have long been established. Hunters who were genuine conservationists fought long and hard to require non-toxic shot for waterfowl hunting, even as less conscientious hunters, and of course the NRA, fought strenuously against it. By 1971, mountains of data and scientific studies proved that lead shot was a leading cause of mortality in ducks, geese, and swans, some of which dabble for food in the muck, and all of which pick up grit, including much of the lead shot that rains over wetlands during hunting season to help them digest their food. One or two pellets of ingested lead ground up in a bird's gizzard shoot toxic levels of lead into its blood, killing many outright and weakening others to make them less resistant to avian cholera and other diseases. Yet it wasn't until 1991, two full decades after that data started piling up, that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service finally banned lead shot for waterfowl hunting. We also have abundant data that lead shot and bullets poison upland birds and other wildlife. Some pick it up on the ground, and others, especially bald eagles and other scavengers, in the carcasses of game animals that eluded the hunters or in the gut piles left behind by hunters. The number of bald eagles brought to rehab facilities that are dead or severely weakened by lead poisoning spikes every year during hunting season. There's also abundant evidence that the families of hunters who use lead ammo, especially lead bullets for deer, are exposed to dangerous levels of lead when they eat that game. Bullets fragment into tinier pieces in what's called a snowstorm when they hit a deer at high impact, and some tiny fragments are virtually impossible to detect and remove. Most food banks have stopped taking venison for this reason. So human beings are also at risk, and not just random people either, the very spouses and children of the hunters who use it. Yet even today, many hunters, as well as the NRA, fight strenuously against any regulations to prevent this clear and present danger to wildlife and people. It's so frustrating when an obvious solution to any serious problem is held hostage by one gigantic special interest group. And in what alternate universe is it not a problem when hundreds of bald eagles, along with other wildlife and human beings, are poisoned by lead every year? If my blood pressure is rising, I can't even imagine how this feels for the rehabbers who have held magnificent bald eagles in their arms as their lives ebbed away. Last year, an aneurysm in a coronary artery caused my heart attack. It'll take a lot more than baby aspirin and continued exercise at cardiac rehab to deal with the long-term results of this genuinely heartbreaking development. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.